Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next. Superior Livestock will be offering over 30,000 head in their next regular video auction, broadcast live on Thursday, May 6th at 8 a.m. on Dish Network Satellite 997 SLA TV and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. 30,000 head plus 9,100 yearling steers, 8,100 yearling heifers, 5,600 weaned calves, and 6,500 calves on cows. If you'd like more information, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117.
Stillwater Milling Company has served customers since 1891, and you're invited to be part of the culture. Stillwater Milling Company thinks they have the best customers in the world. If you haven't experienced the quality of A&M feeds and our top caliber service, it's time you did. Make the best choice. Call Stillwater Milling Company today at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer location nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company and A&M Feeds, the best choice for livestock feed.
Our spring planted crops are going in the ground really quickly. The U.S. corn crop is now 46% planted. That's well ahead of the 36% planted five-year average, and we've jumped about 30 percentage points in one single week, from 17% a week ago to 46% this week. Meanwhile, the I states, the Illinois, Indiana, Iowa planting, moving very quickly. Iowa especially, up to 69% planted. Their five-year average is 45%. Soybean crop also started to be planted quickly as well across the U.S. One-fifth or one-fourth of the crop, 25%, is now being planted, 24 to be exact. That's compared to the five-year average of just 11%, and we only had 8% planted a week ago, so a lot of work on getting the soybean crop in the ground as well. 43% of the Iowa crop now planted versus the five-year average of 14% by this particular date. Cotton planting nationally, right on track with a five-year average, now 16% planted nationally. Oklahoma has yet to officially start with our planting of the 2021 crop. 19% of the cotton crop in Texas now planted, 16% their five-year average. As for our winter wheat crop conditions, the Kansas crop continues to be at 55% in good to excellent shape. Oklahoma slips further, 61% a week ago in the good to excellent rating. This week, 54% of the crop now rated in good to excellent shape. Texas is at 24% in good to excellent shape for their hard red winter wheat crop. And finally, our first pasture range ratings of the season nationally. Oklahoma, 43% good to excellent ratings on their pasture range ratings, 57% for Kansas, 18% for Texas. Climate smart agriculture, that's all the rage these days in our nation's capital. The Biden administration promoting that big time. According to Colin Woodall, National Cattlemen's Beef Association, the cattle industry and agriculture to this point being invited to be a part of the discussion, both with EPA and USDA.
And so far, we have been welcome at the table. We've been welcomed by EPA, the administrator there, Michael Regan. We've been welcomed to the White House table, and we have to give credit where credit due, where Secretary Vilsack has made it very clear that he wants us to be there and to tell the story. Because not only is the bad information in livestock's long shadow, it's also trying to recognize the right way to account for greenhouse gases such as methane. And the way that methane's been accounted for in the past is not accurate, because it only spends just a little over a decade in the atmosphere, and that has never been incorporated into a lot of the models that are out there. So we know that we have a good story to tell, and NCBA is already at the table telling that story.
NCBA's Colin Woodall. You've got farm news on Ron.
Are you interested in adding value to your cull cows? Oklahoma Prairie Beef Solutions is on a mission to reward a premium to cattlemen and cattlewomen who sell cull cows into the program. The ground beef product will be branded and sold in Oklahoma retail stores around the state. Oklahoma Prairie Beef Solutions is an entity of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. Learn more about this value-added opportunity at OklahomaPrairieBeefSolutions.com. OklahomaPrairieBeefSolutions.com.
And that's your farm news. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes.